opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on sabbatical today at 7:06 in the morning on the 2nd of February, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I have, of course, the world famous, the always magnificent Bad Bob.
Good morning, Carl. A couple of good numbers for you. 38 degrees in Reading right now. The big number, 978. That is the current elevation of Shasta Lake. That means we are well within 90 feet of a full lake. And that is going to be improved over the next several days as more rain comes to the North State. Today we'll see partly cloudy skies and a chance of rain showers. In fact, first thing this morning we had a little shower over in the West County. And that will continue for the next several days off and on, interspersed with periods of sunshine and daytime highs in the low 60s and overnight lows in the upper in the mid 40s. Again, 39 degrees in Reading. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends, give them a call at 365-3793. They give veterans and senior discounts. It's a veteran-owned business. Now, what did you say about the rain?
It'll be on and off for the next several days. Long-range forecasts look very good through mid-April. That's been watched very closely.
When you say look good, it means that the rain keeps coming through. Is that right?
Bands of showers we'll see on and off for the next few days, but probably not quite to the extent that January was wet, but anything is good, and it's all gravy from here on out.
Well, okay. All right. Now, I've already got, but I've seen, I had a weather forecast too, though. And it seems like this one is, you know, is, and frankly, the whole, you know, United States watches it, that Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow and predicts an early spring.
Uh-huh.
Predicts an early spring. So if Phil says it, and he managed to do this without biting the ear off any of the mayor or any of the city officials, it appears that it's going to be an early spring. But is that what you're thinking?
I think that, well, we're starting to see, you know, the daffodils coming up. And the
daffodils are coming up.
Yeah. And a lot of trees are starting to bud out, which they will do right around the 1st of February. And
they get confused.
We have a fairly lengthy spring. It's not a particularly cold winter. It's a warm, wet winter. But we do have a good-looking snowpack. Folsom Lake has actually tripled its storage since this round of rains. But we are hopeful we're in a lot better shape than we were a year ago at this time, that's for sure.
All right. It seems that the Dow is down 230 points this morning, but more importantly, the 10-year yield is down to 1.88. You give the Fed your money, and they will pay you 1.8% for 10 years. I'm not sure if that's the kind of yield that people are talking about. I wonder if the caucuses last night had anything to do with it. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. Now, here's some things that happened. Do you read Facebook? I mean, do you follow Facebook?
On occasion.
I don't follow it. And this is the problem, that I don't follow it. Maybe I should. I put on what the show is going to be for the next day, and then I'll read that page. You know, on that page, you know, I'll see what's on it, and then I'll, you know, people's friend request. Oh, hey, look at these notices. Most of the notices are something about trying to sell something.
Yeah.
You know, but there are, you know, oh, you've been tagged in a picture. You know, oh, why have I been tagged? You know, my name's in it someplace, and obviously somehow it comes into, I don't even know the person, but somehow I'm tagged in it. But there's things that are passed along on Facebook, and it automatically reaches an audience of tens of thousands of people because people share it.
Right, right.
Now, the one I saw yesterday, and I didn't go back and check to see was, you know, where was this coming from? Except it was on Agenda 21, and I'm not sure anything Agenda 21 ever says is completely the truth. The but it said here is that the pistol found on that gentleman that was killed up in, you know, in Oregon,
yeah,
had been reported stolen 2 years ago, and that is obviously a plant job. I you know what, that's the last thing I saw on it, and I didn't check it again this morning, but I had, you know, there's one poster said, oh, are you, no, you know, how did you check this? And it, so, you know, it's one of those things. And so I said, well, you know, he only carried a six shooter and he never carried a semi-automatic. Well, you don't know what he carried. It was, you know, you don't, nobody knows what, you know, what people that are carrying concealed. You may see one gun, but you don't know how many guns they have. I mean, that's, anyway. But that's what's going around now, that, you know, that he was, you know, his hands were up, they murdered him, and they put, then they planted a gun on him.
Trouble is, there's so many agendas, if you will,
yeah,
at play here, and people are going to try to, you know, the World War II propaganda folks would have been proud of the information, you know, misinformation campaigns from all directions. And unless you actually are standing there looking at it and observing it and applying a little bit of rationality and logic, you can't hardly believe anything you read.
You know what? There's. I mean, how would they get the serial number of the pistol already? Anyway.
Yeah.
But the point is that now this is going out like that, and that they were shot at for 7 or 8 minutes inside this car. And I'm thinking is that if they're really. They're really shooting inside a car with, you know, 5.56 or whatever they're shooting with. The car had been pretty riddled, and yet nobody was wounded.
Yeah.
In that. You know,
it looked like the Bonnie and Clyde mobile.
Yeah. And so, you know, I see these things. And here's the thing is that this goes back to what people are willing to believe. If it falls into your belief pattern, you'll believe it. If it doesn't fall into your belief pattern, you don't believe it. I mean, it can be anything. I mean, that can work for you, Bob. It can work for me. I mean, yeah, because you and I believe in certain things. And if it falls in that group, and especially in politics, it comes in like this. But, oh, no, this is, okay, this is falling into the pattern. And this information I just got does not, you know, does not fall into my pattern. So I'm just going to ignore it.
It works for climate scientists.
It works for everybody. You know, that, you know, it doesn't fall into the pattern that I've trained myself to accept. And this is where you have to kind of get outside your pattern, get outside your box there, and look around and say things are happening. Now, on the other hand, let's just take it in the other side, that these people are standing up against the government. Now you can't do that. They got an opportunity to kill one of the leaders, and they did. And then they planted a gun on him to say, okay, see, it was okay. We didn't shoot him for no reason. See, I mean, you can say, you know, there's a lot of people out there that believe that because they don't trust their government. 70% of the people out there don't trust the government. I mean, the government's got, I mean, Congress and the government is one of the lowest rated institutions in America. I think they're less than used car salesmen. Not that there's anything wrong with used car salesmen, but, you know, the old, you know, oh, used car salesman.
I pray it hasn't reached that point, because if it has reached that point, it'll, you know, a lot of people will die very bad deaths.
Well, I tell you what. I think that explains a lot of what's going on in the election year here and why people are, you know, people are making choices in a certain way. I'm going to take a break here. You know, one of the things that we talk about, you know, local businesses and and what they do in our community and how they work in our community. And this business, Properties by Merit, and Marie McCurdy has her clients always in her mind. She works extremely hard to make sure her clients are happy, that they find the house they want, that they get the funding, all of this. Give her a call at 949-1550, Properties by Merit, or check out her website at mariemccurdy.com to see the listing she has with Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:15 here on the 2nd of February. When we come back, let's talk caucuses. I learned a lot last night, watching the caucuses on MSNBC. We'll be right back.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autograph prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries February 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Bating Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Hughes Trucking, West Coast Industrial Systems, and Warner Enterprises.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery, located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th, as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning, 38 degrees. Going to be raining off and on today and the rest of the week. Going to go up to 53, low tonight at 37, and weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, you think I would know that by now. Yeah, Ted Leidy and his team of instructors, you know, they teach all over Northern California. Guarantees the most complete CCW training in Northern California, and will provide you weapon and ammunition. If you do not have a weapon to get your CCW, or the one you have, you know, is not the right size, and they find that all the time, especially with the women shooters, and they then will help you find that right weapon that you will carry. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now, here's a comment. Here is, I watched the video many times, taken from the FBI plane overhead. There's going to be a lot of room for both sides. Yeah, I saw that too, because I see his hands up, then I see his hands come down. And he did have his hands up, and he did look like he was reaching for something in his pocket or waistband, but he had his back turned when the one officer started shooting. Now, one officer came up behind him and shot him, and he was shot 9 times total. But one of the people reporting says, you know, and this woman is she's got this little, you know, pointer there, and it says that this officer fired first. hitting the gentleman in the side, which brought his hands down, supposedly. So this is interesting. I mean, it's it wasn't the FBI doing the shooting. It was the Oregon State Police. But what's come from that is the Northern California BLM has just shut down all their field ops. Yeah, they're saying that there's no threats, no specific threats, but they're taking their people out of the field. They don't want to, you know, have something happening out there.
Passions are running high.
But they're just being careful right now. And it lost fishing game and all this. So they just want to let things settle down after this. I don't know if things will settle down. Those four people are still there on the BLM land. Here's what I would hope. I would hope is that an investigation on this whole thing is done by the Attorney General of the United States, like they did in Ferguson. I would demand that, because here's a man that was shot, and it could have been looking different ways. Now, you just automatically, you're saying, well, the cops can't be trusted. Well, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is that if you they looked at Ferguson, they looked at New York, they looked at all these shootings with these black, with the African-Americans being shot down by police, and there's questions there. So I would imagine that they should do the same thing here. It's really come in with an investigation. It has nothing to do with, the Oregon State Police or the sheriff or whoever's doing it, and have that investigated. I would call for that.
Carl, you've been in a couple of hot zones. You've been in Bosnia. You've been in the Middle East. And I can't help but thinking that these people who are just yelling that it's time for an armed revolt really don't have any idea other than some romantic notion what that entails. It gets ugly. People starve.
Yeah, you go
shooting is the least of your problems.
It's the GUI theory. Go ugly early.
Yeah.
And it was rules of engagement. If there was a gun, and it started to come up, if it started rising, that was enough, because that was considered a threat. There are other times too, is that just other things were considered threats. But I would really hope is that the feds get into this one and just do the investigation, to try and, alleviate all these concerns. In fact, I would demand something like that. Whether it happened exactly like the Oregon State Trooper said, or if there's something other to it. Let's just have an investigation, and from a neutral source here, the government, but let's have a neutral source. You got to do it somewhere. And then see what they say. Not everybody in the government are corrupt. I mean, you get your workers out there, they're not corrupt.
I think Heinlein said it best. If that were the case, then nothing could possibly happen. It'd be like Mexico.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about last night. Boy, did I have a good time watching MSNBC. I know it's hard to believe, but they were at a caucus on the college campuses. Now, this is how the Iowa caucus works for the Democrats. All the Democrats gather in an area, in their precinct there. They're all registered Democrats. Or they can be independents. So they can be either way. And the Republicans do the same thing in theirs. Now, what they do is they talk to each other. And they say, look, I am for Bernie Sanders, and Bob, you're for Hillary Clinton. And I come over and I say to Bob, I said, you know what? Hillary Clinton's a crook. She's, she has her server and all this, and Bernie Sanders is a hope for the future. And then you say to me, he's a socialist cookie. And, this goes back and forth, except they're nice to each other. But see, you've got another group over here, and it's called the Undecideds. And then you have another group called the O'Malley, for O'Malley. Now, you look in this big field house that they were at in this college. You had a big, big crowd for Sanders. You had a much smaller crowd for Hillary. You had, maybe 10 or 15 undecideds. And over here you had 8 for O'Malley. Well, if you don't have a quorum, if you don't have enough, those votes don't count. They have to go to somebody else in the gym there. And so it was great listening to these. And these were college kids. And they were arguing it back and forth, why Sanders is the way to go and all this. And they said, there are some tough questions going back and forth here with these kids, these young people, about, what about Sanders and this? What about Sanders, somebody said something about Sanders in the military. Well, Sanders will be commander in chief, and he cares. He's cares about the veterans. And this one girl, young girl, she's standing there, she says, my mom's a veteran, and I'm a veteran. And I haven't gotten anything from the government, they're backed up 3 months, they're treating us terribly, and I am bleep and tired of it. I mean, the big word, the F-bomb. And the guy looks and he says, no, he really wants to help veterans. And she looks at him and she steps over on the Sanders side. It was great. And but the guy with the microphone, he turns around.
Live
and he's
media
got this
moment.
He has got this look on his face, and there's Brian Williams working his way back from from the desert, for being wandering the desert for 40 months, is back to reach him out. Well, this is live TV and people are passionate. Now, and then so they talk and they convince each other which way to go, for they try to get all of the undecideds over to one of the sides or not. Everybody, by the way, in the O'Malley group, we're going to go to Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And the Republicans, they do the same thing, except on the Democrats, they just count heads. Okay, 200 of you for Bernie, 100 of you for Hillary, and that's their count. And then, but the Republicans do the same thing, except they just write it down on a piece of paper and put it in a box, mm-hmm. and they count it that way.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way to look at that. I mean, you talk about democracy in action, and they were arguing, but nobody was angry. They were just passionate in this. And these kids in college are really strong for Bernie there, which might be good or bad because Bernie wants change, but Bernie's also a socialist.
I think that actually is probably a more true to life political process than. How many people, and I've been guilty of this too, haven't paid that much attention. You step in the booth and you go, okay, I heard this.
I tell you what, people that just see bumper stickers should not be allowed to vote. You ought to be able to say, okay, what's the most, okay, never mind. Now, Cruz won. Cruz won because he did his homework.
Rather
he had his people on the ground. He got them out there. Trump finished second. Trump was very magnanimous. He goes, gosh, you know what, thank you, Iowa, I love you all, and now it's on to New Hampshire. The big winner, I think, was Rubio. He came up heavy out there. He came up to third place and barely third place into this because he was pushing Trump hard, and there was only like 4 points between all of them. But Cruz did his homework. Cruz won, and Cruz says we're sending a message to America is that it's time for a change. And frankly, it is time for a change. We can't do business as usual. Now Rubio is getting farther. The establishment wants Rubio.
Well, now that they figured that Jeb is simply unsaleable, they've turned to Rubio.
After 36 million, he got 2 points.
Yeah, Jeb's out.
Huckabee dropped out last night.
Yeah,
Ben Carson went down to Florida. He said, "I need to get a change of clothes, and I'm back in New Hampshire." I really like Ben Carson. He got 10%. He finished fourth out of that group. But he was well behind. But he was double digits, though.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at this as, Iowa was, whether it's a bellwether of what happens in the rest of the country, you don't know. But I know one thing. They had more Republicans out voting this time than they've had in several elections. Everybody was coming out.
If nothing else, the Donald has stimulated the conversation as nobody has in a long time.
Well, I know. It's just, frankly, it's really, I really enjoyed it last night. I know. I was watching Rachel Maddow. Frankly, they were, watching that in that field house and what was going on was much more exciting than listening to Megyn Kelly and some other guy talking about something. I mean, that was, you were watching it in action there. So, kudos to MSNBC. Myself and two other people were watching it last night. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about real quick, Hope Van. Editorial, tonight the city council is going to look at having the Hope Van get a permit like any other business in these other businesses. If you're going to park your truck or your van or something, but in the Hope Van too, anywhere, you've got to get a permit. That lets the permitting people look out and ask the people, in that area, is there any problems here? Well, Hope Van is saying, wait a minute, no, we're not like other businesses. We're helping people.
Who's writing their checks?
I don't know, city, county.
Okay.
Anyway, but here's the thing. I only see the Hope Van down here by the Empire Recovery Center, but I guess they go park other places. The thing is that the Record Searchlight goes, oh, hey, you know what? They're special. They should be treated special. Hey, we'll let them come up here. If they wanted to come up here and park their van, up here on our parking lot, we say yes. Well, you know what? That's like me offering Bob $1 million to bring an alien in next week. I'm talking about a UFO alien type because, one, nobody's going to go up there to, Record Searchlight. If you were downtown, then you could offer it. But up being out there where you are in Twin View, people can't even see you out there. So nobody's going to go out there. So offering that is hooky. It's just bull hooky. What it is, though, is if you've got a business in town and you are writing checks to the city and all this, do you have a right to say anything about where the Hope Man is? That's the question. All right, we're going to take a quick break because we have Mardi Gras getting ready to start, and we've got some people in here to introduce to you all. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Barramontis on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. 38 degrees out there, going up to 53 degrees today. It's going to be rainy. Rainy tomorrow. I start clearing up after that. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's got you covered. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are back February 13th. That kind of describes the Saturday shows. And then you've got C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is coming on March the 4th. It's a critically acclaimed theatrical masterpiece. The Associated Press calls devilishly funny. Don't miss it. So many other things to go to, but for more show announcements and pre-sale, sign up for the emails on the Reading Civic Auditorium's website, readingcivic.com, or contact the box office at 229-0022. All right. If it's Sherry Hoyer, it must be Seroptimus International, and it must be Mardi Gras.
Woohoo! It's Mardi Gras time. Aren't we excited? It's thing to do y'all, in the spring.
You all do a lot of things for people here in town.
Oh, Sherry. Thank you. I appreciate
that. No, you
that.
Do. And, you know, we come to your, the dinner every year and with Lori Goyne and our usual group of lunatic fringe ourselves. Now, explain to everybody what the Seroptimus International is.
Well, it's an organization that's been in this town for almost 70 years. We're celebrating 70 years in September. We do some of the things that we've done. Let's see. We're all about women and girls and children in this community. We're improving the lives of the women and children, whether it's reentry back into the workforce or going to school or scholarships. We also help with One Safe Place. Mm-hmm. We give to their building fund. We were one of the major contributors to that. And let's see, we have scholarships. We give money to different programs.
I know that you've helped help girls' schools in other countries.
Oh, yes, we have.
You have people going out and you help with this. You recognize the Woman of the Year.
Yes.
And I believe one was a veteran a couple years ago, was a veteran.
We've had several veterans.
Women veterans.
We did that 2 years ago, and our whole region honored women in the military.
Wow.
Then our girl from our club, Seroptimus International of Reading, she joined our club. We gave her an honorary membership, and then the next year she joined.
Well,
Tammy Walker.
Yeah, she's a, is she a chef?
No.
Well, I know Tammy Walker. She's with the VFW.
Exactly.
That's right. She's a quartermaster of my VFW.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, but you have something there with the Mardi Gras. You have a king or queen.
We do. Well, let me just tell you, our major fundraiser is Mardi Gras, and this is our 44th annual. This year it'll be at Mercy Oaks. If you saw an ad in any of our magazines, it said Civic Auditorium, and it's incorrect. It is at Mercy Oaks. It will be February 13th. The doors open at 5 o'clock. There will be dancing. There will be games such as blackjack, roulette, craps. There will be prizes. And the king and queen crowning is at 8 p.m.
Dancing?
There is dancing and a dance contest.
And there's alcohol.
There is alcohol. We have some special drinks this year. I'm not going to mention what they are, but we have a special dinner, a Mardi Gras dinner, and a Mardi Gras signature drink.
A Mardi Gras. Does anything with falling on your butt later on? Is that part of the name? Drink four of these, you fall on your butt?
No, it starts with an H.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go there. Okay, but so how do people? And so how do you pick your king and queen candidates?
Well, they're nominated by the community.
Okay.
I mean, each of the six candidates, the three men, the three women, were all nominated by our community for making a difference in the lives of women and children.
All right. Well, let's meet them. Jessica Delaney.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us about Jessica.
Well, for many years I have worked in social service programs. More recently, over the past about 8-10 years, I have worked in advocating for women and children in poverty that are living homeless. I have done a lot of work in trying to get folks into permanent housing and bringing permanent housing funds into the community, because my true belief is that homelessness is not going to benefit anyone if we coddle it. I want to end it. I want it over. I want these folks in permanent housing.
Well, you've done a whole lot. You worked with the Crime Watch, and you I remember one time you saying that you know the homeless in this town.
I do.
And when you see transients, you know if they're belong here or not.
There are many people. I represent a whole team of angels in this community that are working with these folks firsthand. And yes, they do. They know who's local. They know who is multi-generational poverty, and they know who's new to town. And we really try to do our due diligence to make sure that our resources are used effectively.
Okay. And I know you've been on the show before.
I have. I love this show. It's very cozy in here.
It is. We have a good time in here. And then I'm here with Dan. Nope. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm looking over.
Oh, it's hard to see through those microphones.
Yeah, it is. I'm here with Joe Ayer. Joe, tell us about Joe.
Hey, Carl. Thanks. It's great to be here. So Joe Ayer, I work at Blood Source. We do a lot of collecting of blood, obviously, that helps women and children. But also, it's been a real pleasure to be on several different boards in our community, one being the Shasta First Five, which gives money back to women and children in different ways, but focused specifically on 0 to 5. I'm just honored to be nominated for this. So it was very surprising, and I was very excited. So
well, you know what? You all do something too. Molly, the girl that works for us, his life was saved with the blood transfusions. And, in fact, has spoken about this several times, and we've worked with you all, too.
That's right.
And, you know, you know what? Your first two, you roll right out of the gate here.
I know.
You got some pretty strong, you know, pretty strong candidates.
Oh,
here.
Boy.
You know, it's not just, you know, radio DJs or something like that. You know, these are actually people that actually do something for the community.
They're really nominated
That's
by
right,
the community.
You know,
Well, Carl, we appreciate what you do for the community, so thanks for all the help that you give us.
I've never been nominated.
Oh, I hear next year.
I'm just kidding.
He whispered
that.
That was
just
cute. Bob 2017.
No. No, you know what? The last thing I got into was Dancing with the Stars. And I think I paid my dues to the city on that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, anyway, okay, this is really cool. Now, how do we vote for, you know, and we've got two more, by the way. We're bringing in two more heroes of the community. How do we vote?
Okay, well, you can go to www.seroptimusreading.org or com, both works, it rolls over, and you can vote. You can vote once every 24 hours on any IP address.
Okay.
So if you have a computer at home or you have your smartphone, you can vote on both of those in the same day. The other way that these folks win is through ticket sales. So they want to sell you their tickets for 5 more additional points per ticket sold.
Buy mine.
Yeah, and Carl, when you go to that website, you want to click on Joe Air and Jessica Delaney.
Yeah, really?
Those are the best ones to check, and then once you do that, you're making a vote that's of winners.
I checked it the other day.
Oh, we're right at the top.
I checked it the other day, and it's pretty close out there on some of you. And you know, to me, you've got two perfect people here, but then there's 4 more perfect people you've got out there.
Exactly.
You're making this tough on everybody, aren't you?
I am. I am making it hard. And it's pretty close run.
And you know, it's funny, but both of y'all are in the news today. Not personally, but the count for the homeless count on the 25th.
Yeah.
Ellen Pfeiffer was Kiefer?
Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer was on the show. And one of the things, you're going to do that count, and they had by the HUD thing. You know, using the HUD questionnaire. And I said, are you going to ask where these people came from? Are they from here? Where'd they come from? Why? And she said, well, that's not on the questionnaire. Well, all these people called in and said, you know what, that would really be kind of cool to find out, you know, I mean, along with these others. They are finding out they're veterans, or at least they're saying they're veterans. So this is what I really like about this community. They went back and the panel discussed it, and they added those questions on to see where the homeless are coming from, you know, if they are here. You know, I mean, are you from here, and, you know, where'd you come from, that kind of thing. And you guys are kind of in it because of this new ordinance that the city council is looking on, saying that you need to get a permit.
Yes.
And then so you get a permit to put the blood mobile someplace. Where do you usually park it?
You know, usually we park it where businesses allow us. We do typically. That's something we work on with different places. Our concern is we just don't want to make it more difficult for people to give blood. We want to make it easier. That's the key for us.
Bob, do you have that Russ Maul, that famous Russ Maul quote? Can you find that while I'm still talking? Well, you know, and so do you usually just, so when you, and then people come in. I know you've been over to schools and this.
But, you know, Shasta Mall's a great partner of ours. You know, they invite us to come, and we park there, and they, you know,
That's
they
great.
Provide, you know, a giveaway usually for the food court, which isn't really there anymore, but they're a wonderful partner. And so we always go to a place where we have a relationship. So it's kind of an interesting thing, and we'll be interested to see how it plays out tonight.
Okay, so this is a permitting thing that they want you to do. Now, here's my favorite quote from a man in charge.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. You know what? If you drink water, eat food, or breathe air, you need a permit.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. You know what? That was from Russ Maul, who ran that division over at the county.
Ooh.
Okay, anyway, this is not a political thing. This is what I do. I didn't ask anything about those college pictures I have of both of you. But Jessica Delaney works with the homeless. I've worked with her. She's been on the show. She does so much for people. Coach Joel and working to make sure kids are taken care of and everybody. It's such an important thing here. Two great nominations, and you've got two more that are going to be coming in here in just a minute. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are you scheduled? This is going to be, by the way, on the 13th.
Yes, it's coming up. Which is
a week from
10 days.
10 days. Wow.
And really,
okay.
Really easy to vote. Oh, and yeah, we got double J's in here, Joe and Jessica.
Yep. We have tickets.
We have tickets. Yes. We're easy to find. Can you deliver? We deliver
tickets.
We
would deliver.
Yes. Well, how do they get a hold of you, too, if they want to buy tickets?
Well,
you're
gosh.
On Facebook.
For me, you can just drop by the office. By Blood Source.
If Joe's not there, ask for Jessica. Blood Source will call me, right?
Yeah, all
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and your address?
1880 Park Marina Drive.
Right up there. Big building. Can't miss it.
Fantastic. And currently I'm at 1450 Court Street in the housing department.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. We were with Joe Ayer and Jessica Delaney running for King and Queen of the Mardi Gras for Optimus International. It's going to be February the 13th at Mercy Oaks. Is that right?
Yes.
Mercy Oaks. Okay.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Energy. Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. It is about 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here. KCNR 1460. Just remember, NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are teaming up to bring you an ultimate in Valentine's Day giveaways here. Just register here by giving us a call at 605-4567. You can start calling now and get your name and your phone number in there, and you can win a trip in a limo all over town while you're drinking champagne and then stopping at Boheme Spa where you can relax with a couple's massage. That's right. Give us a call at 605-4567 or send Molly an email, molly@kcnr1460.com, or just fax it to us at 605-4561, and you can be in the running for that and have a great time. That's a Valentine's giveaway with NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa. Okay, we're here with Sherry Hoyer from Soroptus International. We've already gotten the work out of the way, so now we're here with Dan Waltrip and Steve Westlake. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning. Steve, tell us about you.
Well, I work at Maxim Physical Therapy, which is on Court Street, perhaps the best place to buy your Mardi Gras tickets. We're usually there at 6:30 in the morning, and we're there till 6 o'clock at night. But I've been very fortunate to work with the women and children of the North State. During the day, I work in the clinic treating patients, help them recover from their injuries, getting back to doing the things they'd like to do. But my true passion is I was able to expand a sports medicine program that was started by Hal Williams back in the 1980s. And to this day, I still roam the sidelines and help the young athletes, especially the ladies, returning back to the athletic events they want to participate in.
Good. You know what? I like that. You know, because I've gone through a lot of physical therapy in my life from injuries I've had. And I think that, you know, something like that gets people, you know, what can I say? Except that things that aren't working right, people like you fix them.
And there's not a better feeling in the world than, you know, unfortunately in athletics, injuries take place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I'm able to help them return back to their athletic event, it's not a better feeling.
Well, it's just being able to, but it's not, especially if you're an athlete, it's just being able to live your life without pain or with a lot less pain.
But he's on the sidelines of the game, and my son was one of the kids that was injured, and he was sitting right back on,
Wow, okay. But so how come you did they ask you how and you volunteered for this? You said, yeah, I can do this. How'd you get into this? Because you know, you're kind of laid back guy.
Well, I am, but you know, it's truly an honor to, you know, help the Soroptimus Club of Reading promote their event. Pretty active in the community, also an active member in the Rotary Club of Reading, which all three of us happen to be a member of the same club, so mm-hmm. we're having a lot of fun with it. And you know, I will continue to help those worthy causes in the community. Obviously, this one is one of the premier ones throughout the year. It's one of the funnest events throughout the year. And, you know, make it easy on everybody. You know, there's my name is at the bottom. It's best things always have a tendency of coming last. So just make sure you check next to my name when you vote for King.
Okay. And then you can also sell tickets down at your place, right?
Yes, I can. 2321 Court Street. Easy place to find.
Dan Waldrop. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about Dan.
Well, let's say I've been a resident of Shasta County for over 40 years. I've moved here since I was six, so I'm not too ashamed to say that. I own Dan's Optical Lab in Shasta Lake City. It's originally started as a wholesale ophthalmic lab that made prescription eyewear for other optometric practices throughout Reading. Since then, I've evolved into owning my own optical dispensary, and I started a nonprofit charity program that provides prescription eyewear for people who can't afford it.
Okay, so yeah. you help those who don't have the money then for that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, as a manufacturer, I just do what I do all day long, which is make prescription eyewear. And a few years ago, I was approached by a community event coordinators for an event called Project Holiness Connect. Actually, I think it was Jessica.
Jessica, you're in everything.
Who asked me if I would volunteer my services to provide exams and glasses at the event. This was about 2006, 2007, we realized that there was a great demand for these services because the economy essentially slowed down and entitlement programs stopped covering for such materials. So from then stemmed the idea of maybe doing this all year long. So I linked with other charitable entities, and if you're referred to me by such places like the Hope of House at the Mission for Women and Children. If you're involved in that program and you refer to me, then I will make it possible for you to get a pair of glasses at the charge to the nonprofit, which, of course, helps people be able to read an application or drive or the gift of sight is something that we kind of take for granted unless you can't see.
That's true. You know, Missy MacArthur was out there on the collecting, into the homeless count, and she didn't have her glasses. And a homeless guy gave her a set of readers.
Oh, that's right.
And she probably got them from Dan's Optical.
Probably. Anyway, he probably got them from you. And she tried to give them back to him. He said, no, you obviously need them. I have another pair. And that was kind of cool. I like that. Hey, you know what, Sherry, what you've got here?
Wow.
You guys, you know what, you have gone above and beyond.
Oh, thank you.
You have a bunch of people here.
Well, I have a good group.
Different.
Yeah.
That are different.
I'm
really
not done talking about myself. I got a lot more to offer.
You got more? You got more to offer?
I have two more to talk about, though. Sorry.
I've got four more minutes.
Okay.
There. I'm just saying is that this group that you have, Joe and Jessica and Dan and Steve, you know, they give a lot to the community, obviously. And, you know, this group you've got this time are worthy. Sounds like every one of them is worthy.
Oh, absolutely.
And, so that opportunity to serve, which they've done, and now serving the community, that's just fantastic.
And the community's showing that there's a three-way tie. I mean, it kind of varies just a little bit, but it's kind of right, 33, 34, 27%. It's pretty evenly distributed.
Yeah.
Actually, I have about an 8-point lead. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, thank you.
I am the front runner.
So, you know, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I believe it says.
Well, radio doesn't show how royalty I look.
Oh, little boy.
So let's not get started about royalty here. You know,
so can I talk about these
the world famous, the inbreeding. But no, yes, you can in a second. But no, what I mean is you've just got the four that you've brought in here. I mean, they're funny and, you know, they've got great senses of humor, but they do a lot. They've got, you know what, they back up the talk here. Okay, tell us about Sonia.
I didn't want to run out of time. I have two candidates that didn't make it today. One's on a trip to Florida. Don't we wish we were there? But Sonia Kennedy was born in Montreal, Canada. She began her dance training in Toronto. She was a gymnast, figure skater, and a dancer, participated in competitions, was named California's 1999 Entertainer of the Year. But what she's done for the last 20 years is she created a dance studio, just a one room with a handful of children. And in 20 years, she now has two dance studios in Redding and in Anderson. But it's not just a dance studio. These kids go on to become part of the Sacramento Kings, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers. Some of them are...
They all play football?
No, baby, they don't play football. they're dancers for...
Oh, you mean the cheerleaders?
I didn't say that. I said dancers.
Oh, they're dancers for them. Okay.
Okay. Same kind of, but don't devalue. This is dancing.
No,
okay.
You said they went on to those, and I thought, gosh, you know what? I thought they were dancers.
And what's most remarkable is for 2015, California Dance Company won the Distinguished Studio Award for Impeccable Technique, Outstanding Performance, and Diversity her students display in all dance genres. So,
and this is here in town?
It's here, yes.
Wow.
I mean, they pack them in. When she puts on an event, the Civic Auditorium, people are fighting for seats. Fighting for seats because they want to be there to help their children. She not only teaches dance, she has the skills of determination, discipline, self-confidence that one needs to become a professional dancer. Her goal is for them to become a professional dancer, and a lot of them do.
Wow.
So it's a little quiet little secret that's going on that you don't always see.
You don't even see that.
But the choreography that you see at most dance events, including this Cascade, she creates those.
Oh, Sonia. Oh, she's the one then that does the choreography for them.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We know Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia Kennedy.
She's been in here before.
Yes, I bet she has. My last candidate.
But I didn't realize that she had such a famous background or that she was doing that.
I have 1 minute.
No, we're fine. Oh, yeah, quick. But you're going to be back in here again.
Okay, can I talk about Brandy real quick?
Yep.
She is our third female queen candidate. She works for the nonprofit organization Shasta Community Health Center and is a community leader in Shasta Lake City. She's served in many roles over the last 10 years, but mostly she was named Citizen of the Year from Shasta Lake City in 2011. She puts on a big event for the students there, ages 12 to 17, and they learn how to be a community member themselves.
Okay, now here's what you can do. You go to SiroptimusReading.com. And you get to vote for your candidate of choice. You know what? No offense, guys, but every one of you guys are winners and ladies. So it's going to be tough. I don't even know how I would vote now after meeting everybody. But here's a chance everybody can get down and you vote once a day. And we're going to be back next week, too. We can talk some more. We'll be right back. We're going to have Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. Find out what's happening down in Sacramento. That ought to put a little crimp in your style.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bernie Sanders says his razor-thin contest against Hillary Clinton in Iowa is giving his campaign a kickstart. Mrs. Clinton, meanwhile, urging supporters to keep campaigning for her.
Join me. Let's go win the nomination. Thank you all and God bless you.
The Clinton campaign is claiming victory in Iowa, even though the Associated Press at this point says it's still too close to call. But with Mrs. Clinton in mind, the GOP winner, Ted Cruz, sounded an optimistic tone about the future of his own campaign.
I cannot wait to stand on that debate stage with Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump was gracious in defeat after coming in a disappointing number two.
I want to congratulate Ted, and I want to congratulate all of the incredible candidates, including Mike Huckabee, who's become a really good friend of mine.
Mike Huckabee dropping out of the race after getting just about no attention from voters. Also mentioned by Trump was his lead in the New Hampshire polls.
And we've had every indication we're going now on. We have a poll. We're 28 points ahead.
In New Hampshire, set to hold its primary a week from today. Drug maker Sanofi Pasteur announcing it is launching an effort to research and develop a vaccine to prevent the Zika virus. We get more details from reporter Greg Keller in Paris.
In the U.S., the government has said that they're going to start research into a Zika vaccine, and the U.S. National Institute of Health has said that there are vaccines in various stages of development for other viruses in this family, like dengue, West Nile virus, and chikungunya.
Just yesterday, the World Health Organization declared a global emergency over Zika's explosive spread across the Americas. Looking to Wall Street, it has been slow going for the major indexes, most notably the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now, it is down by 260 points. The S&P 500 down 30. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The state of Georgia preparing to execute the state's oldest death row inmate.
72-year-old Brandon Astor Jones was convicted in the 1979 shooting death of a Cobb County convenience store manager. In 1989, a federal judge granted Jones a new sentencing hearing because jurors had improperly been allowed to bring a Bible into the deliberation room. He was resentenced to death in 1997. Another man convicted in the killing was executed in 1985. Jones is the first death row inmate to be executed this year in Georgia. The state executed five inmates last year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
An international agency says North Korea has declared plans to launch an Earth observation satellite on a rocket later this month. Such tests are seen by the United Nations and critics as covers for banned long-range missile tests meant to further North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FBI has launched a Facebook page in Farsi to solicit tips on the whereabouts of the former FBI agent who went missing in Iran back in 2007. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
The site is part of an attempt to appeal directly to the Iranian public for information about Robert Levinson. Farsi is Iran's predominant language. Levinson disappeared from Iran's Kish Island. The FBI says it continues to investigate every lead and that the news site is just one part of that effort. Levinson's case attracted renewed attention in January when he was not part of a prisoner swap, which set free four other Americans from Iranian custody.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Lawyers for Ammon Bundy expected to argue for his release today when the leader of the armed occupation of a National Wildlife Refuge appears before a federal judge in Oregon. Bundy's lawyers want him to be given a GPS device and orders not to leave Oregon. Four people remain holed up at the refuge, surrounded by authorities. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda's on sabbatical on Tuesdays, 8:06 in the morning. Here on February the 2nd, 2016, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, weather.
Carl. Yes, not much showing on the case. Not much showing
on
the...
Are we running for king? Or queen here.
Yes. Okay. Not a lot showing on the KCNR radar right now. We had some rain earlier this morning. Chance of a shower or two, depending on where you are, then partly cloudy skies. High will be about 53. Overnight low in the upper 30s. Showers on your Wednesday. 80% chance of rain. And then Thursday, sunshine and cloud mixed as we head into the weekend. More of that with highs in the 60s, overnight lows in the 40s. And right now in Reading, we are at about 39 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Senior Inventors Discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Plus, they've won awards for hiring veterans. Can't beat that. Hey, this coming Thursday, February the 7th, this Thursday, tomorrow, the 4th.
Tomorrow would be Wednesday.
Okay, I meant Thursday the 4th.
Okay.
Linda's going to be out at Elements Lounge out of Wind River, thank you very much, on Thursday the 4th, and she's going to have her band out there. It's going to be a great night. Again, she sings from 7 to 9, dancing, great food, romance on the river. She will be there this Thursday with her regular group, but you need reservations. Give them a call at 243-3377. It's a great time. And she will be back on the 13th for a big Valentine's Day extravaganza out there at Wind River. More people in the band. Who knows? My little backup singer, some surprise. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there at Wind River and Elements. I tell you, they are reaching out. But Linda's going to have a great time this Thursday. Get there a little bit early, around 6:30. So you can, you know, kind of like eat and then just enjoy. Enjoy the evening and the ambiance and the great food they have.
Unless you're stuck in the Groundhog Loop, which didn't you tell me that the director of the movie estimated that the loop was 30-some years?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I did. Okay, today, of course, is Groundhog Day. And, of course, there was the movie, Groundhog Day. Now, how many of you out there saw it? Okay, just raise your hands. Okay. Now, the thing about Groundhog Day is somebody asked a question, well, how long do you think he was in
the loop.
The loop there. And people don't really think about that. And people go, oh, I don't know. Oh, gosh, you know, maybe a couple of weeks. But you think about everything he accomplished. One, he knows everything that's going on in town. From a kid falling out of a tree to the guys with the the armored car where he would walk by. As the guy turns to the side, he walks by Bill Murray and grabs the money and just keeps going. That this woman has these ladies have a flat tire, and all of a sudden the car's being jacked up, and there he is. He plays the piano. He does the Heimlich maneuver on the mare and saves his wife. So the question is how long was he in this kind of this purgatory before he moved on? Well, people ask the question over, and they're saying, oh, I don't know, 2, 3 weeks, 3 years, whatever. the director of it said he believes that he saw him being there for almost 30 years. He figured 30 years would be the time it would take him to do all of these things, to learn all of these, you know, to be able to do all of this, where he turns into like a nice guy. And it took him like 30 years living the same day over and over and over and over. Anyway, I thought, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, it's a great movie. Somebody's trying to call us. It could be Sam. He's getting off the plane. Sam Perez of Gun Owners of California was on a plane, and he should be getting off the plane just about now, and he's going to be calling us when he can. So we're going to, you know, discuss a few other things.
Keep trying.
Yeah, just keep trying there.
Hold the string tighter.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to the Hope Fan, because I was just talking to the people out there, because one of the people on this, Joe Ayer, of course, has got blood sores, and they put their they have their blood mobile out there. It seems to be the consternation is this, is that other vans besides the Hope Van, you know, and the blood mobile, and then you've got the cellular phone, you know, these giveaways to the to people, that the free giveaways,
those Bama phones, or
yeah, whatever you want to call them, but they just pop up a tent and they sit out there too. Joe's saying is that, you know, Mount Shasta Mall invites us out there and they treat us really well, you know, snacks and all those things. And that's cool, but they invite him out there. What the city is saying is you can't, you know, if you're going to park your van or your mobile or whatever you've got there, your RV, you need to have a permit for it. And, of course, you know, the Shasta County Health, County Health group over there saying, wait a minute, you know what, why this is really going to inhibit our ability to go out and help people. Well, the question is, so if we have to go get a permit, we have to apply for a permit, and then the city has to go out and they go out to all the businesses in that area and say, is this going to have a significant impact on your business, you know, and if it does, tell us why. And they're saying, oh, you're going to keep us from being able to do our job. I don't understand why. If they go to a specific area, like down here at the Empire Recovery Center, they can go down and ask, you know, permission to be there. And they say they go out to the homeless camps too. I mean, I've not seen them out there. But I guess the point is yes, they do good work. So does the blood mobile. But what about the businesses? Don't they have a word in this? Can't they say something about this? Like, hey, you've got the van parked here, the Hope Van parked here, and frankly, the people that they're helping are not my customers coming in. It's somewhat like Sam Allen was fighting with Carousel and I've heard people say, "Oh, there's nobody down there in the Library Park." Well, yeah, there are. There's a lot of people in the Library Park. I walked there. We walked through it yesterday, and walked down through there to the post office. And let me tell you, there's like 25 people out there in the park and down by the post office when you're walking through these groups.
Yep.
So to say there's nobody in those parks is not true. And this is one of the things Sam's been fighting about. But I guess if, you know, it depends on where they park. If it's the same place all the time, they should be able to get permission, and that should just be a renewable permit every week. It just says, hey, we're going to be here. And it should just be stamped. But there ought to be something that a business there that pays their taxes has the right to say, wait a minute. You know what? I'm all for helping homeless, but I'm not for being put out of business. Does that make sense? Okay. And yet people are vilifying Brent Weaver for saying I'm not against homeless. I'm for doing the right thing. It'll be interesting tonight to see what happens at the city council, because they're going to be talking about it tonight. Hey, on the line, we have Sam Peretta. Sam,
You're
there,
the miracle of modern electronics.
I did. I was flapping my wings as hard as I could to get on the ground as quickly as possible, and I finally made it. So got into my car, and I thought, hey, I'd call in, talk to Carl, and I'm underground. You guys couldn't hear me, so
no. Here I am. Where are you at?
I'm down in Orange County. I've got some meetings down here to fight the Gavin Newsom initiative, the gun initiative, and we're meeting with our friends and partners in at the California Rifle and Pistol Association. So it's a real important meeting.
Great. Hey, Sam, what we're going to do is I'm going to make a quick break right now, then so we can bring you back and we can start talking about the battle that's going on. I guess the battle is joined. And they're making up for lost time in the between Gavin and the Sacramento legislature. So we're going to take a quick break. Sam Paredes, who is the director of Gun Owners of California, is that the right title?
Yeah, executive director, executive cook and bottle washer. You know,
I call you CEO. I call you, you know, I just call you all these things. But it all means is that Sam is the one you hear when you talk about Gun Owners of California, and there's somebody, you know, fighting the fight down in the halls of the lunatic asylum down there. It's Sam. So we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries February 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Bating Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Hughes Trucking, West Coast Industrial Systems, and Warner Enterprises. Prizes.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
O2 Staffing presents the 29th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 6th. Have an ocean of fun while helping victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Presented by O2 Staffing and in part by KRCR News Channel 7, Reading Record Searchlight, Tri-Counties Bank, Florence Hungerford, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dignity Health, and Swift Properties. For info, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning. It is 8:18 here on February the 2nd. 38 degrees. A little rainy, going up to 53 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business. And I promise you, you will get a great cup of coffee there at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And you can walk over next door to the finest tobacco emporium, Northern California. All this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They believe in the Second Amendment, trust me. Okay, we're here with Sam Paredes, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And Sam's driving down the road in Orange County right now.
Yes, I am.
Don't let them catch you.
It's a jungle down here, man. I miss
Northern California already, and I've only been here for a half hour.
Okay, tell us. Okay, now we've seen a number of gun bills be introduced into the legislature. Can you talk about them?
Sure. First of all, if anybody wants the details, go to our website at gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com. We've got the list of all of the bills and a brief description, and you can actually read the text of the bills by going to our website. But, Carl, they're pulling out all the stops. We have three bills, two in the Assembly, one in the Senate, that will, in essence, ban the future sale of all semi-automatic rifles that take a magazine as of 2017. And then all of the rifles that are presently in existence, whether they have a bullet button or not, Mini 14s included, M1As included, Browning BARs, your hunting rifle included.
These are ones, now the ones you're describing are ones without the pistol grips, without any of the other stuff on them. But they have a detachable magazine, and they're hunting rifles. Yes, okay.
Yes. What these bills are doing is they are, in essence, banning the bullet button and then redefining what a California assault weapon is. It includes everything. Pretty much every centerfire semi-automatic long gun will be included. And if you have one of those, you will be required by law to register it as a California assault weapon, which means that when you die, it dies. You'll never be able to sell it or pass it on to somebody else. And you will be limited in where you can use it. With regards to assault weapons, we're required to ask permission of places like the Bureau of Land Management or U.S. Forest Service if we want to take these guns out into the woods. Now, I know that there are a lot of folks who have built hunting rifles out of AR-15 platforms, and they have bullet buttons. Well, those will now be considered assault weapons, and people will have to register them and ask permission to go out, and whether you're shooting squirrels or rock chucks or deer, you'll have to register those guns.
And this is what happens. So you go out to shoot, go target shooting out on BLM land, out past Chutes Road. A BLM guy comes up and says, show me the permit for that. Or I don't even know if you have to carry permits or something. I don't know how they check on them. But if they're not registered, or if you don't have a permission slip, is probably the best way to do it, because you probably have to get written permission. They will then confiscate it, or they can arrest you, I guess. Give you a ticket.
Right. If they have the arrest powers, they will be able to do that. More than likely, what they'll do is they'll put you in handcuffs, and you'll sit there until they call a county sheriff to come up and arrest you and confiscate your guns and charge you with a crime or give you a citation and take your guns away for being in possession of an illegal assault weapon,
right,
according to their definition.
So
this is a really bad thing.
Yeah, and I had a, I think it was a Ruger, maybe it was Remington, semi-automatic deer rifle. And that's all it was. The magazine held four rounds, and it was, but it was semi-automatic. And this would be called an assault rifle. It didn't have a pistol grip. It had nothing on it. It was a rifle that was a semi-automatic rifle. And that would be now, but it had a detachable magazine. So because you could drop it out and then load it and put it back in. I mean, so this whole thing is now, that's an assault rifle.
That's correct.
But I find it interesting if you have a non-detachable magazine that shoots semi-automatically, that it's not an assault rifle.
That's correct.
Like the M1. Like the M1, which is the finest battle rifle ever invented and has been...
Thank you, George Patton.
Yeah. But you can reload it by just pushing, the rounds into it, and it fires eight times as fast as you can pull the trigger.
Yeah. So that will, in essence, be the only legal semi-automatic rifle that is not considered an assault weapon in the state of California if these bills pass.
Okay. Now, if I have a hunting rifle built on an AR platform that I hunt pigs with, I now have to go register that.
You will have to register that. That's correct. And all of the assault weapons laws apply. So, The only The only nice thing about it is that you'll be able to throw away your bullet button and put a real magazine release button on it. But that's a little consolation when you realize that you're never going to be able to pass that gun on to your family, your kids, or your heirs, that when you die, the gun's going to have to die. And that is exactly what the anti-gunners want. They want to reduce the number of guns that are in private possession. Carl, the whole reason that they're doing this is because they're getting ticked off that Californians are buying guns in record numbers.
Oh, yeah. And there's a reason for that.
Yes. Yeah. Because of those knuckleheads.
Well, that's one of the reasons, but they've also done studies is that, and I've used these statistics before, and I've gone back and checked them, over 70% of the people in polls do not believe the government can protect them from a lone wolf shooter or that they can protect them. And only like 40% think that they can protect them from like a complex attack. So people don't trust the fact that the government can protect them. And then with this idea is that, oh, we're just going to, you don't need this gun, you don't need that gun. People have seen through this. They see what it means, is that they're law-abiding citizens. Pretty soon,
that's correct.
They won't be able to buy a gun, a pistol, be able to protect themselves, so they're buying it in record numbers.
That's absolutely correct. Even the Los Angeles Police Department, the union for the police officers came out and warned people that they better have guns to protect themselves because they don't have the personnel to protect people. And, when you need a cop now, they might be 10, 15, 20 minutes away. And in order to protect yourself, they're encouraging, the people to consider arming themselves in order to protect in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles.
Well,
so
anytime you're
right.
Anytime on this show, both the sheriff and the chief of police will tell you this, is you've got to be able to protect yourself because our emergency response rate in this city is 16 to 18 minutes on emergencies.
Right.
And so how much can happen? An active shooter goes from 5 to 12 minutes. The county, you're talking, it could be a couple of hours. People up here care because they believe in being able to protect themselves. They take that responsibility. Yes. But the state of California wants to take that right away from you. I can't. I find it just amazing that they're, that they just keep doing this.
Carl, if your listeners have been sitting on the sidelines thinking, "Oh, it'll never happen here. They're never going to do this." Hey, folks, wake up and smell the coffee and go next door and buy a cigar and think about it because they're doing it. Not only are they doing this to semi-automatics, they also want to. There are two bills that will say that if you had a firearm stolen, that you're going to have to report it to the police within the time frame that the government believes you should have known that it was being stolen, so that you can they can put it into their database. So it's.
Is it like 24 hours or 48 hours or something?
Well, they say it's like 5 days. But You know what? The reality is that people oftentimes don't know that a firearm has been stolen from them. They don't know. They don't know. So they do the best they can and report it. Carl, you and I know that all law-abiding citizens report stolen guns.
Yeah,
they just do it.
You want to try and get it back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
here, so we're going to take a quick break here, but I think you're going to really like our sponsor here, because this portion of the show is sponsored by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larchford, right here in Reading. I tell you what, John Bastiani and his guys and girls are just great over there. They know what their customers want. Outstanding customer service. Any type of gun. You know what? You're hearing what Sam Paredes is saying. You need to pop down to 2539 Larkspur. Go down and see John and get the guns now. Because trust me that they pass these things. They are going to make your lives miserable if you want to try to actually buy a weapon to be able to go out and shoot, hunt, just go out and have, out and target shoot, whatever you want to do. So we go down to Bastiani. He has not only just outstanding customer service, they have gunsmiths that can do anything with pistols, rifles, shotguns. Seth Stokes down there is teaching CCW and hunter safety. So you've got a full, one-stop shopping. It's got everything down there, reloading, knives, optics, everything. Bastiani Arms, and he gives really good discounts to veterans. Give him a call at 222-8222. Sam Prentice is our guest. He's the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with some more bad news.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we're going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Degrees in Reading. Look for some lingering, then diminishing showers, then some sunshine peeking through later today. Showers on the way for your Wednesday.
Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, you want a haircut? You go there. Veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Head on down a little bit further in Cypress, you get to go to Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. If you've ever had SOS, if you haven't, you need to go on down there. Hey, our guest this morning is Sam Prentice of Gun Owners of California, and we have Terry's on the line. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sam, how are you, my good friend?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Listen, first of all, I just want to thank you for everything you do. You're a real patriot. I don't think people realize the miles you put on and the time you put into to fight for our liberty for the Second Amendment. I just want to thank you for that, my friend.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate it very much. And it's Well, you know, Terry, we do these things because it's a calling. It's the right thing to do. People have dedicated their lives to protect this country by joining our military forces, and the least we can do is fight for our rights, for everything that they have fought for. So I'm glad to stand shoulder to shoulder next to you, Terry.
You're awesome. Anyway, I wanted to ask your opinion on something and also see ask you a question, and that is that today in the paper, the BLM issued, even here locally, that they are pulling people out of the field for fear of their safety. In fact, the quote was, short-term deployment of additional law enforcement capacity is being implemented to ensure the safety and security of our employees at our facilities. And basically, this has been told to the Shasta Trinity and the National Shasta Trinity National Forest employees, and law enforcement is warning them to be cautious. I mean, I don't know if anybody's threatening them here, but my question is, that can't be the sheriff. That can't, what law enforcement are they talking about? And if these are private entities, like BLM has their own police force, et cetera, are they subject to the same gun laws that we are?
Well,
no. I would just say no right away on that.
It depends is the right answer. If they're private organizations that are not law enforcement agencies duly deputized to have arrest powers, then they are just like normal citizens, and they have to comply with all of the same laws that all of us do. But you know, the legislature, they are confusing everything. They've got another bill in there that's going to affect law enforcement directly. They're telling law enforcement that when you get out of your car, you're going to have to lock up your gun securely in a safe or in the trunk so that it doesn't get stolen. Because if it is stolen out of your vehicle, you're the criminal. You're going to be charged with a crime. So
right.
The legislature is kind of blurring the lines between law enforcement and
well,
and
let's talk about that.
Can I finish my question, Carl?
Sure.
Would the BLM, whatever their little police force is called, would those folks be subject to an MOU from our sheriff? Wouldn't he have jurisdiction over that?
That is my understanding, that all of the federal law enforcement agencies that operate on federal lands, that they would need an MOU in order for them to have police powers to enforce state and local laws. They can do what they do to enforce the federal laws, but they will not have the authority to enforce state and local laws without an agreement from the local law enforcement agencies. That is my understanding of the way that whole thing works.
Okay, thanks, Sam. I appreciate that. And again, my brother, I sure appreciate everything. You seem, you know, you've got it straight here. It seems like the government, as you just stated, is just overreaching so much. Imagine right here in Reading, folks, we have armed people that are guarding BLM employees. I mean, good grief.
Have you seen that, Terry?
Pardon me?
Have you seen that? Are they bringing in armed
people?
I'm
reading it right here on the front page of the paper, Carl. It's right here on the front page, yes.
They brought in extra people from someplace else.
It's saying right here that they beefed it up. It's saying right here. The capacity, to ensure the safety, security of our employees and facilities. Yes, they have added additional law enforcement. That's a quote.
Okay.
That's a quote. Right here in the paper. I'm reading it.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Yep.
Okay. When you were talking about, Sam, about the law enforcement people, if they leave their car, they've got to lock up their stuff?
Yes. There's a bill, safe storage, you know, when transporting a firearm bill, making it through the legislature or going to start the process. And it says that anybody, and in particular they're referring to law enforcement officers, are going to have to lock up their guns and then put the locked gun in a cover it up so it's not obtrusive, or put it in the trunk, because if their guns are stolen, then they're going to be in violation of the law. Now, they're doing this because of the high number of relatively high profile stories of law enforcement officers losing guns out of their own vehicles.
We've had that happen up here too.
It happened in San Francisco a couple of times. So, of course, the legislature tries to address an issue that should be addressed within the departments and by the professionals who are charged with protecting us, they launch a you know, nuclear missile to swat a fly. The answer is going to be onerous, or their solution is going to be onerous on all of us. And, you know, we're all about safety. And the honest response is that, by and large, the vast majority of gun owners are being very careful with their guns. Nobody wants their guns stolen. And they take care of them, they lock them up, they do appropriate things. It is a rare occasion that you actually hear a story that somebody had a gun stolen from their car, because it doesn't happen very often. But the legislature wants to try to make sure that it never happens. And if it does, you'll be a criminal for allowing it to happen.
So if you put a gun inside your trunk, so you can't see it, and somebody pops your trunk and they steal your gun.
Well, no.
Then you'll
be okay.
The bill
says that if you put it in your trunk, you're good.
Okay.
You've done your due diligence.
You've taken care of
what you need to
do.
So
you've tried.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to put it like underneath the seat.
If you put it under the seat or in your glove compartment, and you see that creates a hardship when CCW holders are complying with the law and they want to go into a post office, you know, someplace where it's illegal to take a gun in, and they put a gun in their glove compartment or the utility box or under the seat while they go in. Well, if somebody comes in and rips off their car while they're in the post office, they're going to be in violation of the law. And why? Because they were complying with the law and not wanting to run afoul of the law? It doesn't make sense.
Somebody just wrote in here, and I don't know if this is true. Is it true that retired and active duty retired and active duty military police can carry concealed in all 50 states?
No.
Not military and police. It says military police.
No.
Okay.
They cannot. They have to comply with all the same concealed carry laws as anybody else, especially here in California. I don't know. Some states might have a particular law that would allow them to carry, but here in California, retired military, the legislature does not look upon that as something, you know, to be honored and respected, and giving them the ability to carry concealed without having to go through all the gobbledygook, as if they haven't sacrificed enough. But Carl, there's another effort that's going on in the state capitol.
Okay.
They want to require or make it so that no one can buy more than one long gun, that's a rifle or a shotgun of any kind, per month.
Yeah, which, you know, so they're doing the same thing as they did with the pistols, right?
That's correct.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Because so many guns have been sold in the state of California that they've got to do something to control them. They've just got to say no, too many guns being sold, and we can't. We can't allow that to happen. The author, in his statement of facts, the fact sheet on why they're doing this bill, they're saying that almost half the crimes committed by criminals with guns are long guns, when we know that to be blatantly untruthful.
Well, that's what they're using for. Yeah, they're trying to say assault weapons, you know, quote, assault rifles, you know, need to be banned for that when it's such a small percentage. In fact, there's more people killed by hammers, I think, than assault rifles.
The Attorney General report in 2014, there were 14 crimes committed with a long gun in the state of California. Now, what the author is trying to say is that when somebody is convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor that disqualifies them from owning guns, and they have to get rid of all of their guns, they're counting those numbers in this thing in order to make it sound like, oh, these are gun traffickers, and we have a problem, so we cannot allow people to buy more than one rifle or shotgun per year. And they cite this study conducted by the University of Pennsylvania in 2007, where they were studying the city of Baltimore, and they said that the conclusion was that well, maybe policymakers need to take a look at gun dealers, because there is a higher likelihood that crime guns will come from multiple purchases. People who buy more than one gun at a time are 65% more likely to have the guns recovered by police because they were used in the commission of a crime. So just a bunch of gobbledygook. You know, it's...
The main issue right here...
They want to take our guns away.
Yeah, that's the main issue, is they want to restrict the right of Americans to own guns, to United States citizens to own guns. This is their way of doing it. They tried it before just do away with guns, and it didn't work, so now they're going to keep piecemealing it and piecemealing it and piecemealing it. Every year they make it harder. Every year, like, there is a and we got just a second here before I have to take a break, but in I think in Iowa or someplace, they've got a law that they're trying to pass that says that a child or a minor can go shooting with their family and use a handgun, and it's okay. Hillary Clinton comes out and says, "Oh no, that's just trying to get kids to be able to own handguns." Yet this is the same woman that said, when she was running for office, said, "Oh, I remember standing out and learning to shoot with my father when I was a child." So this is the kind of thing that they want to have that right to do it. The bottom line is the Democrats in Sacramento want to take your guns away from you. There's no other way to look at it but that.
That's absolutely correct. They are absolutely incensed that Californians bought over 1.5 million guns last year. And they are incensed that the year before that they bought 1.3 million guns. They are mad as all get out, like wet hens, because every month it seems to be a new record of guns purchased by law-abiding Californians. And they need to slow it down. That's what they need. They need to slow down the commerce, the legal commerce of firearms. It doesn't matter to them that gun violence, death by gun violence, has been cut in half over the last 20 years. At the same time that more guns are in the public, gun violence has been cut in half.
That's right. There's been a lot less. And people don't, they don't want to see that. It's mainly they just want to take your guns to, you know what, and one of the people say in here, Tatanka, subjugation. They want to take over. All right, now I got to take a break, but here, just for something you to think about, one of our listener or chat room guys says the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act of 2004, a little known federal law that was extended to apply to military personnel in 2013, already gives credentialed troops, in addition to military police, authority to carry weapons while off duty in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And that's from the Military Times. So I'm going to throw that one out there so we can check on this, because that's interesting.
Okay,
we got to take a break. Sam Paredes, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, is our guest. When we come back, they're doing things about magazines and also Gavin Newsom. What can we do about this guy? We'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California."
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindabot, it's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Bob, real quick, the weather.
Scattered showers today and then sunshine for most of the rest of the day and more showers coming on the way tomorrow, which means more water in the lake.
Water.
40 yeah. degrees.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business for discounts, where they have discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, our good buddies over there have been in the North State for over 20 years doing just outstanding work. Voted best in the North State last year for taking care of your heating and air conditioning systems there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. They are just absolutely fabulous over there, Martin and his people. Veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Bruce, our guest is Sam Paredes, and who is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Bruce, do you have a question for Sam?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. Is there any effort being made or any chance that the micro-stamping regulations can be overturned?
Yes, the National Shooting Sports Foundation has a lawsuit filed against the California's micro-stamping law, and it's kind of working its way through the legal process. That's about the only way we're going to do it, unless we change the makeup of the legislature and get them to overturn that statute. So there is a legal effort. It will continue. The manufacturers definitely want to do it because without it, sooner or later, they're not going to be able to sell handguns in the state of California or semi-automatic handguns. So, yes, is the answer. There is a legal effort.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear because we're screwed otherwise unless we get the state of Jefferson. So, thank you for all your efforts. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Okay, Sam, Gavin Newsom, that little devil, what's he doing now?
Pretty boy Gavin. Yeah, our San Francisco darling has qualified his initiative, or not qualified it, but has gone through the process and now is circulating petitions to gain signatures. He's raising money by having a raffle on Super Bowl tickets for people to buy raffle tickets in order to have a chance to go to Super Bowl, and all the money supposedly goes to the initiative. But he is in the process of circulating that petition.
And what's he trying to do? He's trying to do what with this initiative?
First of all,
He wants to ban the private possession of all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They want to ban them all. They want to get rid of them all. They want to make it illegal. If you have one that holds more than 10 rounds, you will be in violation of the law, and you will be charged with a crime. So that's...
They want you to just turn in your magazines or into the police and have them destroyed. They're not going to pay you for them. This is your personal.
Well, property. He says that you can sell them out of the state if you want, but there's no market for used California magazines outside of the state of California. So in essence, he is denying people the use of their of their private property. It's a really bad thing.
It is.
He also wants to set up a system to require background checks on every purchase of ammunition, whether you go and you buy a box of 20 rounds or you buy a case of shotgun shells. If you buy bullets for reloading, you will be required to go through a background check just like you do when you buy
Is this a 10-day wait type thing they're talking about?
Well, they don't have the waiting period written into the initiative, but the fact of the matter is DOJ is incapable of conducting the background check quickly enough to make it instantaneously, or they choose not to. They don't do it with rifles and handguns, and they don't do it with they're not going to do it with ammunition. Carl, think about this.
Yeah.
For every gun that somebody has, on average, people buy approximately 4 boxes of ammunition for those guns in a year. We have 40 million guns in the state of California. You're now looking at ridiculous numbers of background checks that are going to have to be conducted by the state of California in order to keep up with the ammunition purchases.
I understand, Sam, that I'm out shooting with my nephew or my grandson, I can't give him ammo for him to use. Is that true?
Well, you can give it to him, but you can't sell it. In other words,
So you can share ammunition with
him. No, you're correct.
I can't give it to him either because you need to have a federal firearms license. That's why, you know, if you're out shooting on the trap, this is one of the big things. You're shooting out on the trap line, and Bob needs another box of ammo. I can't give it to him.
You know, up there in Shasta County, you have high schools that have trap and skeet teams and sporting clays teams, and the coaches are no longer going to be able to buy the ammunition for them. And as a matter of fact, many of the shooters are going to be ineligible to purchase ammunition because they are not of, you know, they're less than 18 years of age. So, this is one huge way to reduce the youthful, participation in shooting sports. And they know it.
The whole thing is to do a background check on somebody for ammo, and then they've also made it illegal to buy it online, and also to buy it in another state and bring it back.
No, you can bring it from another state.
Oh, you
which
can?
Is the really yeah? You cannot have it delivered to your home. You can't buy it from Cabela's or cheaper than dirt and have it delivered to your home. But you could go to Nevada to Reno or to Oregon, Ashland or Las Vegas, buy all the ammunition you want, and bring it to the state of California. Now, what you do with it then is where you may be breaking the law, but criminals are criminals. If they can't get their ammunition here in California because they have to have background checks done on them, they're going to go to Nevada where they don't need them, or Oregon, or
from the path of law, you'll be going, do you have any fruits, vegetables, or ammunition to declare?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, Sam, on this is, again, it is just another reach against your rights to be able to go out and buy some ammo, a 22 to go out and plink. You've got it's all ammo. It's not center fire. It's all ammo. So the other
all
thing
ammunition.
Too is what, you know, and so now they know that you're buying 45 ammunition. Well, he doesn't have a 45 registered. Why do you need all that ammunition? So can they come out and just ask you, hey, you're buying a couple hundred rounds of 45 every month. Why? You don't have a 45 registered here.
Carl, you are starting to understand this way too well. And that's a really good thing. But yes, they will have the ability to do that with, you know, that's how they supposedly go and get, you know, people that have been charged with a crime who were gun owners, legal gun owners until they were charged with a crime. They use the armed prohibited person system in order to go back and say, hey, you purchased legal guns before you committed this felony. Where are those guns? We need to pick them up. So they already have the research capabilities to do that.
Sure they do.
And this is just going to do the same thing.
Okay.
It's a bad deal.
We got another caller, but Scott, hey, Tim, this has got to be really quick, Tim.
Okay.
Go. You're on. Tim.
Hello, Carl.
Yeah, you're on.
Hi. I want to ask you about what does the state of California actually consider an assault weapon? Does that include single shot or semi-automatic long rifles? Or is it only military type of ordnance?
Okay.
And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Good question, Tim. Okay, Sam?
The state of California has two definitions for assault weapons. Those that are, they have a named list, like a Colt AR-15 or an H-bar or an AK-47, guns like that. And then they have one that has different characteristics, if it has a forward grip or a thumbhole stock and a detachable box magazine, that being the first thing. Then it might be considered a California assault weapon. But under the bills that are going through the legislature now, they're going to remove all of those difficulties and just say all semi-automatics, center fires that have a box magazine are going to be considered assault weapons.
And so no matter what you've got there, it's going to be an assault. Okay, we are over time today. Sam, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck down there, and stay in touch with us. We'll have you back on soon.
God bless you. It's a pleasure.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. Hey, everybody, tomorrow Gary Cadd's going to be on. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding. We join Town Hall News in progress.
Is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Senator Ted Cruz, before heading off to New Hampshire, Donald Trump saying that he is grateful for his second place Iowa finish.
And I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored.
A couple of candidates dropped out last night, Republican Mike Huckabee and Democrat Martin O'Malley. The top American commander in Afghanistan says most of the problems facing the Afghan security forces stem from poor leadership. Army General John